Let's call to order the Board of Equalization. Announcement of the Open Meetings Act, southeast corner of the wall, attendance by observation, Setzer, Byers, Lytle Hill, Bauman, Dorn, and Juergens. First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agendas presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer to approve the agenda. Discussion, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next on the agenda is approval or disapproval of minutes of the previous meeting. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Byers. Discussion, vote, 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items related to the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, we'll move on. Do you need a motion to open up a public hearing? What did I do? Open meetings. Next is the, need a motion to open a public hearing to approve or disapprove a tax exemption on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations Mosaic and Good Samaritan Society.
I would move that we open a public hearing.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle to open a public hearing. Vote. 7-0. Any discussion for or against?
I would move that the exemptions be approved for Mosaic and Good Samaritan Society.
A motion to close a public hearing.
I move we close the public hearing.
Motion by Setzer.
Second.
Second by Denny. Now I need a motion to approve or disapprove.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Byers.
He's looking at you.
Second.
Second by Setzer to approve tax exemptions for Mosaic and Good Samaritan. Any further discussion?
What was the dollar amounts?
Dollar amounts. For Mosaic, $306, or is that an 8? $306, and the Good Samaritan Society would be $460 for the two. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve exemptions. Next, to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 16 through 18.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens to approve. Any discussion?
Yep.
I know the amounts. Hand me those off. There's Magellan Ammonia Pipeline, $10.62. Addition, Natural Gas Pipeline, $947.40 addition. Trailblazer Pipeline, $213.10 addition. Further discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Lorraine. Anything?
There's not a whole lot. I mean, we're just taking homesteads out, and we're in the transition period where, you know, we're getting ready for the new values to go out, you know, in May 30th and stuff. So just kind of keeping up. Yes, Myron? It looked like you had something.
Oh, I just have a question. Last time, Patty had the increases for the ag land value in the county, what you've sent up to Turk or the state or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't mention about the housing in the county. How did that stay? Pretty flat or just the overall?
I know we lowered Wymore quite a bit because they were out of the range. And then we have neighborhoods, you know, in Beatrice and Neighborhood 30. We lowered, it was some of the older homes, one-story older homes. It was like 69 to 49 was like 1%. Was, I don't know, I'd have to look this year.
But
and then 49 and older, we lowered some of those,
but
too.
But generally, the housing part of the county stayed,
yeah,
pretty flat. I mean, it wasn't, if it had an increase, it wasn't much.
Right.
Not
right.
Like ag land or whatever.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no. No, it was not. Ag land took the big hit.
Yeah. She gave those figures last time, I think, almost 20% for dry land and almost 30% for irrigated. So,
in other words, I don't really have anything. Patty might if she gets here.
I've got another question, and I called the other day and visited with Lorraine, and part of this, it's the City of Beatrice has put out a proposal or talking about annexing some different areas around the city back into the city, and one of them being the industrial park out here. And the reason I called the assessor's office was, as far as the county, that doesn't if they would be annexed, the county property or the county mill levy would still stay on there, but it will affect some of the townships. In other words, I believe that's Midland Township up there.
Right. Yes. Right.
And that valuation would not no longer be on their valuation.
Right, the value would switch from Midland Township to the city of
to the city, yes. But that would affect some of the townships around the county or whatever. So around the city, I guess, and it could. And some of them it won't. And I haven't looked at the numbers, or I don't know what the numbers are for the annexation. I don't know, you know, what the dollar amounts. But to me, that the industrial park would have some bigger dollar amounts, and that would affect that township quite a bit more than some of the others. So if that comes about.
Right, right.
Any other discussion, comments? All right. Seeing none, we'll adjourn the Board of Equalization 8:37, 38.